I just want to touch on a Pesach-related topic. It's not limited only to Pesach, but as the Ben Zman comes, there's a time where people were spending a lot of time at home without the distractions of school, etc., a lot of time together in Yom Tov. So there's a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and that's a very important mitzvah. It's one of the Seres HaDibros. Chazal say that the kavod of parents is hukash to the kavod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's a tremendous opportunity to take what you've learned over the year, and a person has grown in their Torah and in their year Shemayim, and have an opportunity to apply it l'maisa while being together with parents. So it's just one specific example for those of you who are eating a Seder at home, not going to friends or going to a hotel, etc. So usually the mother is very involved in this process, a tremendous amount of effort that she puts into the process of the food part of it. And a lot of times the Seder gets involved in the talking part, which is very important, and making the Afikoma Chatzos, which is very important, and the meal gets sort of like, you know, brushed aside a little bit. So the person has to remember that the mothers put a tremendous amount of effort into the Seder, into all of the Yom Tov meals, to be helpful, to be thankful, to be agreeable. And obviously everybody's tired, and everybody's tired, we have a tendency to become grouchy, so etc. So a person has to be as helpful as they can, as pleasant as they can. That's one point I want to mention in regards to the Yom Tov. The other point I want to mention in regards to Yom Tov, which is where we spoke about all the years about Chol HaMoed, there's Yerushalmi says that Chol HaMoed was given, the Chazal, it was given up to Chazal to define what melachos are also, what melachos are mutter. Chazal made many limitations on Hilchos Chol HaMoed, with the purpose that a person would take the time off and learn Torah. Obviously, it's a time where people have a chance to get together, families get together, they can do something together, and that became this custom called Chol HaMoed trips, which is a wonderful thing. But it's also an opportunity that a person should hop around a little bit extra learning. So during the year, Baruch Hashem, you have the schedule, you have the yeshiva. It comes, Ben Hazmanim, and the learning sometimes is not, since it's not so scheduled, it gets lost by the wayside. So it's important that a person should find time. Obviously now the main focus of going home is to help, but the person should find time to learn. And Chol HaMoed also, Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, is a tremendous opportunity to learn. Just want to make, there's a request, everybody has to take off their tefillin, please remember to take off your tefillin. Any other items that are left here, the yeshiva is planning a cleanup, I can't tell you what will happen, the yeshiva is planning a cleanup, a major cleanup, and they're planning to make a major cleanup, hats, jackets, books, everything, you can leave things in your lockers, other than that, everything else would be removed, etc. So please, anything you would like to have when you come back after Pesach, make sure that you take it with you or you put it away in your locker. Have a good morning and have a wonderful Yom Tov.